This is Utah's number one sports radio station, and you're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty G, presented by the Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers, America's fastest growing full-line brand, on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hey, by the way, our buddy Tyler, golfing Tyler, has come up with some wrestling names for you.
Okay.
The Torsion Aider.
No, stop. As soon as you said that, Tyler guy, I should have known.
The Boise Itch?
No.
The Weezer Squatch?
No. Weezer Squatch isn't terrible.
The Brandy Bandit. Okay, it was rum. It wasn't brandy.
It wasn't either.
That's not what your mom said.
I wasn't stealing either.
Your mom used brandy in any candies?
No. Mm-mm. Kahlua? Is that rum, Lloyd?
Yeah, that's rum.
Sure.
Kahlua?
Don't pretend like you don't know.
No, I really don't know what it is exactly.
Kahlua is liquor, though, right?
It is.
Okay. It was that and then some other thing for the rum creams.
Yeah.
That I didn't touch. Nothing to do with
just
it.
Your friends.
Yeah. No. Yes. Well, yes. They were the ones that were doing that.
Got a Chris Carter this thing. Have a bag man.
Yeah.
Have a fall guy, I mean. Hey, guess who's the newest member of the Los Angeles Lakers?
Who would that be?
That would be Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, jeez. He lives.
He lives. Hey, the mummy walks. Yeah, he's still with us.
Guess who else has come back from the dead? Patty Mills.
Yeah, with the Nets, right?
Yes, with the Brooklyn Nets. $12 million deal.
Good for him.
Is that off of the performance we've seen here in the Olympics?
Probably doesn't hurt.
Well, so, Patty's only like 35, isn't he? He's not... I mean, he's getting up there, but I think he's a little younger than some of those other guys.
Is he 35?
Yeah, I think he's like 35.
So he's got a couple good years left in him. And the Nets, that's a perfect fit for the Nets. Think about that. Putting Patty Mills on that team.
Yeah.
That's a perfect fit for them.
Good score. Let's see. He is 32. He's not that old.
Oh, he's way young.
Yeah.
So, Scotty, we've spent a lot of time talking about Mike Conley re-signing and the reports of Rudy Gay becoming a member of the Utah Jazz and some of the rumors that are out there with Joe Ingles potentially being moved in some type of trade or some type of movement with the Utah Jazz. I wanted to go through just a couple of other big free agency news.
Yeah.
So we know Chris Paul signed. 4-year deal worth $120 million. You talked about that in the first segment, paying about $30 million a year for Chris Paul. And when you think about Mike Conley at 22.6 or so, give or take, it's a pretty good deal. Kyle Lowry actually is going to be signing with the Miami Heat. That's a 3-year deal worth $90 million, which, again, is right in that $30 million mark.
Yeah.
You've got Lonzo Ball, who has moved from the Pelicans now to the Chicago Bulls, a 4-year, $85 million deal for Lonzo Ball. Norman Powell, who is going to be staying with the Trailblazers, 5-year, $90 million contract. Duncan Robinson, really good forward with the Miami Heat. He agreed to a 5-year, $90 million deal. Trying to go through some of the more pertinent signings. There's still quite a few unanswered questions out there. I still haven't heard any rumors on DeMar DeRozan and what's happening with DeMar. Do we know what Kawhi Leonard's decision is yet?
Do not know. All we've heard with Kawhi is that he's opted out. But all indications are that he's going to re-sign with the Clippers, but don't know.
Another free agent that was out there that I was thinking, if you don't get Mike Conley, is it somebody you could take a look at, was Dennis Schroeder. Schroeder done with the Lakers.
Yeah.
I have not seen anything on him.
Have not. There's a lot of projections. He'll be in the $20 million range is what he's going to want. But
if you could have Mike Conley or Dennis Schroeder right now. Schroeder's aggressive.
Yeah, I would probably take Schroeder, but you don't have the money for Schroeder.
Right. Will Barton re-signed with Denver. 2-year, $32 million deal. How about the Derrick Rose deal, staying with New York. 3 years, $43 million. Derrick Rose, you talk about a guy who has had nine lives.
Yeah, and that's kind of a fun little redemption story for him. Former Jazz man, Derrick Rose.
We talk about backup big minutes, or we talk about minutes from bigs. How would you? Did I miss something?
No, we're good.
How would you feel about Andre Drummond? Drummond just agreed to a 1-year deal with the 76ers.
Yeah, how about that? When two or three years ago, Joel Embiid and him had a big tussle, and Embiid said that he should be getting rent money for all the time he's spending in Andre Drummond's head.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to be teammates.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. How about this one, too? Not a free agent, but extending his contract. We mentioned this yesterday, but Steph Curry will extend his contract off of his $45.8 million he's going to make this season, and will extend it 4 years, $215 million off of that, which means that Steph Curry will be making $261 million over the next 5 years.
What does that put him at per?
It puts him at about $50 million.
Holy moly.
Just north per.
Talking about backup bigs, how would you have felt about Kelly Olynyk? Now, Kelly just signed with the Pistons, 3-year, yeah. $37 million deal.
There was some of that floating out there. I wouldn't have hated that.
Wouldn't have hated that at all. Trying to find some of the other bigs. Bobby Portis re-signed with the Bucks.
Yeah.
2 years, $9 million. Are there any bigs out there that interest you?
At the price point the Jazz are going to have right now, not really. I mean, everything's going to be minimums going forward.
Because Nerlens Noel, he re-signed, 3-year, 32. Dwight Howard signed with the Lakers, going back to the Lakers. I'm sure everybody heard that. Cody Zeller, he's going to be moving to Portland, agreed on a 1-year deal. Another big. We saw JaVale McGee signed with the Suns, 1-year, $5 million deal, while he's in Olympic duty.
I like how they, by the way, they described him last night on the broadcast as a break glass in case of emergency player for Team USA.
Yeah.
Meaning the only way he's going to see the court is if something really, really bad happens.
Something terrible, some type of major fallout. What about Boban? Did you see he re-signed another year with Dallas?
Yeah.
Is he just a fan favorite?
They love him in Dallas.
Or does he actually provide on-court?
I think he helps.
Does he?
Not much, but, I mean, he's carved out a nice role for himself. But you're right. Huge fan favorite there. And he knows that. He understands that he's popular. And there's probably some other financial opportunities there because of it. So I would assume that he'd be like, yeah, I want to stay here in Dallas as long as I can.
There was a rotation with him with Dallas that caused some fits for the Clippers for a second.
Yeah.
You know Boogie Cousins is out there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hard pass.
Hard pass?
Hard pass.
What about the one that...
I don't know. Can you bring Boogie in for a year?
That feels dangerous.
The three of us just looked at each other like...
1 year.
Could you?
You could really cause
some
trouble.
Can your locker room handle it?
Could your locker room handle it if it didn't have Joe Ingles? Because he's like...
He's the enforcer.
He's the guy that kind of really...
Joe Ingles would tell DeMarcus Cousins to shut up. Guarantee it. How about the one that Eric Walden brought up, Frank Kaminsky? Frank Kaminsky's out there. I haven't seen any numbers or any signings with him yet. No, the outside shooter. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that does enough for me.
I don't think there's going to be any, like, anything you do going forward is going to be, it's going to come with some risks, and it's not going to come with a huge payout, because you just, you can't afford anybody that's going to move the meter that much.
Saw some people talking about Enes Kanter. Enes Kanter is an unrestricted free agent. But I don't think Enes Kanter is ever going to be coming back with Utah Jazz.
No, I agree with that.
Would you want him back?
He does like our mountains.
As a backup big for Rudy, absolutely. Yeah. I'd take him back in a second. I just don't think that he'd be interested. I don't think the Jazz would be interested.
It was an ugly parting, wasn't it?
It was not a pretty parting. But, I mean, look, that was a was that with Quinn? Or was it with Tyrone, Coach Corbin?
That's Ty Corbin, I thought. I think that whole thing was Ty Corbin, his 2 years.
Then, look, it's a different GM.
It might not have been, but the timeline seems more.
I just don't think I think he can still get more money than what you can offer him.
Yeah, probably. Hassan Whiteside is out there. Just finished up with Sacramento. Saw Robin Lopez, he re-signed. He's headed to the Magic. 1 year, $5 million deal. It's amazing how long these Lopez brothers stay in it, huh?
Yeah. Just keep hanging in there.
They just keep hanging in there. Trey Lyles got another deal too, buddy.
Yeah.
2 years, $5 million with, I believe it was the Pistons.
A lot of potential there that just never...
Never hit,
never
did it?
Came together.
It never hit. Hal Neto's a free agent. I believe he has unsigned at this point. So those are just some of the names through free agency that I've been watching and some of the deals I've seen get done. There's a couple in there that I wouldn't mind seeing with Utah Jazz. I'm sure people just vomited when you said you wouldn't mind seeing Enes Kanter back, but...
Yeah, you got to get over that stuff. He's young, he's stupid. Remember when he had his agent on?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that was bad.
That whole thing was bad.
Yeah.
But I think he's grown up a lot.
I do, too. That's the thing. Like, you get to a certain point in your career, you want to win a championship, you want to get to the playoffs, you want to be... let's just be honest here. It's just not going to happen. But if it did, I wouldn't hate it.
Wouldn't hate it. There could be worse picks there.
Look, how many big bad rebounding performances did the Jazz have, especially in the Clippers? They gave up a ton of offensive boards in that series. Gave up a ton of second chance opportunities. When Rudy was off the court, the Jazz had a serious rebounding liability out there.
Yeah, they were. I'm just trying to recall those games. They were multiple issues on the offensive side, three or four possessions.
Yeah.
Consecutively. I feel like right now the Utah Jazz just have to answer that question. Back up big minutes, getting rid of Derek Favors. Favors was somewhat of an insurance policy.
And when we talked to Eric Walden, and I think Eric misunderstood what I was getting at, because I think the Jazz moving Derek Favors is the right thing to do. Like, I don't have issues with that move at all, because I think that Derek was owed a lot of money. I don't think you were going to get production on that, and it was a wise move to make. Save the Jazz a lot of money. My only concern is, who is going to be the guy or guys, the collection of guys, that's going to help out with, heaven forbid, if Rudy misses? Like, nobody plays 82 games anymore. What happens if he only plays 67? There's 15 games that he's out. Nothing long term, nothing, no big, huge time, but 15 games without your elite level rim protector and elite level rebounder out of the game. Who's going to take that next step? Because heaven forbid, if he misses time, that's a huge problem for the Jazz with the roster currently constructed.
It's massive.
And so that's my only concern.
What do we even know about Asabuki?
Not much. I mean, he'll be suited up. He'll be part of Summer League. We'll watch him tonight. Coming up tonight. With
For the next 2 weeks, really.
Yeah. By the way, you'll hear those games right here on the Zone Sports Network.
Azubuike is one that we'll all be paying close attention to. You can hear it here at 1280thezone.com. Yep. You can watch it on KJAZ.
David James, Tim Lacombe on the call right here on 1280 AM.
And Craig Bowler-Jack and Thurl Bailey.
Correct.
On the TV call, correct?
Yep. Yes, sir.
I'm going to be watching. I'm watching to see what type of minutes anybody could give the Utah Jazz that are currently an option through Summer League. But free agency is, it's actually been hotter than I thought it would be. Kind of more exciting. I'll be curious to see what happens with Kawhi. But for the most part, big names staying with teams, except for Kyle Lowry.
Yeah, everybody's kind of staying put.
I'm worried about that Miami Heat team with Kyle Lowry.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That puts him back with Butler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that worries me.
I think they felt like if they were healthy, they would have beaten Milwaukee in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And their thought is, okay, we think we're already better than Milwaukee, and now we've got Kyle Lowry. We think we can take Milwaukee.
So I think that puts Miami, just my opinion, I think that puts Miami right there top in the East. I can't remember exactly. I think the Jazz, were they 1-1 against them?
The Heat?
I think they were 1-1.
I think so. Sounds right.
But everybody think about this for a minute now. You put Kyle Lowry with Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo.
Yep.
Duncan Robinson.
Just signed himself a new deal.
So I don't know what their bench is other than Tyler Hero. But I think that makes Miami a pretty difficult team to play against.
100%.
That's a good get by them.
Yeah. All right. 125, Hans and Scotty coming up next. We make our next announcement, number 24 in our top 60 in 60. Lloyd's got to be creative on this song. You got it? All right.
I'm curious what he's got.
By the way, one of the most, if not the most dynamic player in the state of Utah for the last 2 years.
Yep.
I would have had this guy probably in my top 15.
Playing for an NFL contract this year.
Yeah, agreed. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK. Time now to talk college sports with Ron Barker. Former head of compliance for Pac-12, was there for a couple decades.
No, I think the big thing with the Oregon case at the time with Willie Lyles was everybody was doing that, what Oregon was doing. Oregon got caught. I used to laugh and say at the Pac-12, some of our schools are doing what everybody's doing. We're just not as good at it. Oregon got caught doing something that probably 70% of the schools were doing at the time. It was just another case of, okay, you need to get better at how you do this, which I shouldn't say that. It's like speeding on the freeway. Hardly anybody's going 65, and if a policeman pulls you over and you're going 75, you can't say, well, look, everybody's doing it. You're the one who got caught. So that's what happens a lot in college sports is somebody gets caught for doing something that everybody's doing.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Okay. Blink 182.
Let me hear the lyrics.
Is it lyrics based?
Not lyrics based.
No, it's band based.
Okay. Blink 182. Not lyrics based. Trying to make a guess off the music that Lloyd comes in with. Who the next 60 and 60 will be. There's no way you can.
Yeah. So with that, let's just make the announcement, shall we? Here's number 24 in our top 60 and 60.
is the Top 60 and 60. As the Zone counts you down to the start of the 2021 college football season.
We're gonna have a good time.
And now, it's time for today's selection. One of the most dynamic players the state of Utah has seen in recent history makes the countdown as we return to Ogden to focus on a Wildcat who seems to find his way to the end zone time and time again. At number 24 from Weber State University, 6 foot, 180-pound wide receiver, Rashid Shaheed. Weber State University head coach, Jay Hill.
Rashid Shaheed is one of the most dynamic players in FCS football, if not in all levels of football and in college football. He's fast, he's explosive, he can get in and out of his cuts as a wideout. He has very good hands and definitely one of the top few kick returners in the country at any level.
This is the Top 60 and 60, presented by Cypress Credit Union and Icon on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Coming in at number 24, Rashid Shaheed from Weber State University, multiple All-American as a return man, elite-level wide receiver. He has been huge for Weber State since this last Jay Hill run where they've had so much success, and he's been a big, big part of it.
Excited to see how he's able to perform now coming into his final year. Is he considered a super senior?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I think he is as well. If he's not, somebody please correct us. Lloyd, if you know different, please correct us. But Rashid has put in multiple great years with Weber State. And it's his speed, his explosion.
Actually, yeah, this is his super senior year.
This is his super senior
year?
Okay. So he's put in multiple big years and had multiple big games and big numbers for Weber State. And now we look towards Weber State at the one possible team in this state to win a national championship.
Yeah. He's had 5 kickoff returns for touchdowns. Has done a little punt returning. Has not had a touchdown in punt returns. But as a receiver, let's see here. He's had 14 touchdowns in his career. 21 touchdowns in his career as a receiver.
21?
Yeah.
How many yards so far in his career?
Receiving yards. Let's see here. A total of 1,400 yards receiving. 107 receptions. 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns receiving.
I thought you said 21.
21 total if you include rushing. He's got 7 rushing touchdowns on his career.
Okay. So is that with the 5 kick returns, I wonder?
No, you add 5 to that, then 26 touchdowns.
26 total touchdowns.
Yeah.
He's an impressive kid. He's a staple for Weber State.
But we do need to figure something out here, though. Blink 182 and Rashid Shaheed. How do we get there?
Well, funny you should ask, because Rashid Shaheed is from San Diego and Blink 182 hails from San Diego. So there you go.
Never would have got it.
Same high school.
Also same high school.
Mount Carmel,
yeah.
But that was going to be a really difficult one anyways.
It was.
There's really nothing you could have done there.
That's probably the best. I searched the bio and I was like, "Okay, what can I do here? What can I do?" And it was very difficult.
His number is 22. Is there a song with 22 in it?
Ooh, there's a good one, Scotty. Well, let me see what number 23 is tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I want to see number 23. Lloyd, are you putting this something together for number 23 tomorrow?
Of course I will. I haven't seen who it is yet, though.
All right, there you go.
I'm gonna grab my list.
Oh, that's going to be another tough one.
Yeah.
But I've got the... The song in mind.
Oh, really?
Something Eyes.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
There's going to be, see if people can get it tomorrow, but Rashid Shaheed, man, he's so good.
I was thinking more like, if I pee my pants. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
If peeing your pants is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
um, Can Weber State get themselves to a national championship?
I think so. They should have done it last year.
Quick turnaround, but it's a quick turnaround for everybody.
Yeah, and probably a lot of people are bringing people back too. So
tough that they got to open up.
It was such a gut punch the way they lost that game last year, though.
Horrible. They open up with Utah, correct? Let me just make sure.
Yes.
Yes.
And we are.
I know Utah opens with them. I wasn't sure if they opened with Utah.
And we are not that far away from that game.
No, we are under a month away from that game. That is September 2nd.
Yeah. Let's go.
And then they play Dixie State. Two Division I programs on the road, out of the gates.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Time for Total Recall. Brought to you by Angora Solutions. From concept to product launch, Angora can help you build a stable revenue stream via your very own Amazon e-commerce platform. Find out more at angora.solutions. You and I had a chat earlier about some of the reports out there regarding Mike Conley and Rudy Gay coming back to the Utah Jazz. That's kind of what we were kind of expecting.
Yeah, right in the middle.
You know, that's
$22 million, $23 million a year.
It's nothing that's overly surprising. That's kind of what the market was going to bear. But I do think the Jazz saved themselves a little bit of money compared to what Kyle Lowry got Miami and certainly what Chris Paul got in Phoenix. Now, those are both older point guards, and you can say the little higher on the food chain above Mike Conley, but not considerably much. And the fact is the Jazz got their point guard for a considerably less price than those other two guys.
And I'm glad to have Mike Conley back. I went back and I looked at the five-game series against Memphis. And for everybody out there, you remember Donovan Mitchell missed, I think it was the first game, came back for the second game, and was there for the four games. And Donovan played extremely well. You know, 22, 25, 30 points, played extremely well. But Mike Conley, Scotty, averaged basically a double-double through that series. I actually gave him the series MVP at the end of that series against Memphis. He was fantastic, you know, incredible at getting his teammates involved, incredible at scoring when it was asked of him or needed of him. Now, things worked out that in that final game there was an injury, a tweak, and he didn't get as much time on the court. And I think in that final game against Memphis had 7 minutes and then tried to give it a go against the Clippers, but that hamstring really just held him back. But Mike Conley in that series was spectacular. And I couldn't help but think throughout the entire postseason, watching Phoenix finish it out in the West and then watching Phoenix in the finals, I couldn't help against the Bucks. I couldn't help but think that the Jazz could have been right there.
Yeah. Yep.
If they had Mike Conley. And so to think Mike Conley's back with Donovan, you know, you were talking about some of the possibilities, Joe Ingles and George Niang and all the different possibilities. Well, you add Rudy Gay and you add some other, you know, you add some other pieces that can work on the perimeter, that can give you some effort defensively, but you hold on to the core that I think would have gotten you there if they were on the court, but now you've added knowledge to Quinn Snyder and you've added knowledge to this Jazz organization that you have to be very conscious of Mike Conley's health. And it's not about the best regular season record. It is about the postseason.
Oh, man, you hit it on the head there.
And so get yourself to the postseason. I don't care where you're slotted. I'm not looking for a one seed. You've done that. You've been there. You've been the best record. It doesn't matter. Now it's about conservation. It's about keeping this core together and getting these guys back on the court because I think they were right there, Scotty, and I'm excited to see it play back, but with some different pieces.
Well, again, we can go back, and you and I have talked a lot about what this team would have looked like in the playoffs had Mike Conley been healthy. And the question mark is, you know, did they beat the Clippers? I mean, they're up 2-0 right out of the gate against the Clippers, and they just can't seem to, from a defensive standpoint, slow down when the Clippers really figured out what the Jazz are doing. They put the Jazz through the ringers and won that series 4-2. Does Rudy Gay certainly help out? Absolutely. Does a healthy Mike Conley help out there? Absolutely. Do the Jazz probably still out there trying to figure out how to get over that hump? Sure. And I don't think the Jazz are done, But that's just my speculation here. I think that there's still a lot out on the table that they can do and things that they can address to try to find a way to continue to get better. But this is a Jazz team that has been uber aggressive, and I think you're seeing what Justin Zanuck's trying to put together here in terms of being aggressive, trying to build. Look, you've got your great core in place in terms of Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And then you just build around it with guys that can support and guys that can defend and guys that can hit a big shot here and there, especially in the playoffs. And Rudy Gay fits that mold. So there you go. Conversation regarding Mike Conley, according to reports, coming back to the Utah Jazz, and Rudy Gay coming as well.
I'm excited to see Mike Conley and Rudy back together, Scotty. I think it'll be a good reunion. And I think that they're good for each other. I think they'll play hard for each other. Think about those two with an opportunity, a true opportunity to win a championship. I know they were on some good Memphis teams together.
Yeah.
In fact, I think they got to the Western Conference Finals.
They did.
Together.
Yeah.
Back with Zebo and Gasol, and that was a good team. They had a really good team that loved to bang. They were a physical team.
That's where the whole grind city came from.
I'm hoping that those two can bring some of that grind and some of that nastiness, toughness. And I'm also hoping that the Jazz can understand that it's all about postseason now. And I'm sure they do. I'm sure they've always understood it. It's just, I felt like last year things got away from me a little bit during the regular season. Just wanting the one seed, wanting the best record, wanting them to win at all costs. That's not how it's going to be this year. This season, it's just going to be win intelligently, play intelligently, and make sure that Mike Conley, Rudy Gay, Donovan Mitchell, Bogdanovich, they're all healthy and all ready to go to the postseason. That's the most important thing. The other thing we forget, Bogdanovich fought through that wrist thing through a large part of the season. There were times where I felt like he wasn't himself.
No, it took a while, and yeah, no, I think you're spot on that one.
So keep them all healthy, but I like that addition.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, wrap this thing up. Next, get you ready for the big show straight ahead. Wait a minute. Is he or isn't he?
He is not.
No, I think he is back.
I don't think so.
My sources are telling me he is.
I wouldn't bet on it.
Sources close to the situation say we might get Gordon back. So we'll find out next. 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Josh Newman, Utes beat writer for the Salt Lake Tribune.
As far as it stands right now, how are you handicapping this particular race between these two guys with Bruin Rising at quarterback?
I think it's going to be very hard for Rising to win the job, only because he's coming off major surgery to his throwing shoulder. Kyle saying 95%. He told me at Pac-12 Media Day that Rising was fully cleared, no limitations, but his arm strength is not fully back. So read between the lines, try to glean something from what Kyle said there. I think it's going to be hard for Rising to win the job. That is what I'm thinking going into camp.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty wrapping up another edition of the show. Hope you're all well. Hope you're having a great day.
I need to do a little more study on this equestrian event. What I meant by men and women is that, is there a mare and a stud event?
Oh.
Like they have boy and girl horses, not boy and girl riders.
This horse is.
That's a
horse isn't happy.
Well, that's a mare. And the last one was a stud.
All right.
Absolute stud.
Well, not really, because that stud was knocking everything down.
By the way, this dude's 50 that's riding this horse. We got a 50-year-old Olympian out there. I guess equestrian doesn't...
But they do put the medal around the horse's neck, right?
No, that's going to go to the...
The horse doesn't get any love, dude.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
What does the person on top of the horse do? Nothing.
This dude's trying to buck off this 50-year-old.
I could run alongside that horse with a whip, and it could do much better than having some dude on his back. In fact, all that guy is on top of that horse is a detriment.
Yeah, just weight, added weight.
You're just added weight, fella. You're dead weight. How about you get off me? And then I won't knock this log down. Who, the guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's put in a couple burgers.
It's like, gee.
Oh, come on. That dude's pretty svelte.
Oh, no.
He got handles. And I ain't talking about handles on the horse. I'm talking about the love type.
That is a pretty good run so far.
Horse. That's a very good run. From the horse.
Yes.
I don't want these guys taking any credit for these amazing horses. Put the medal on the horse. Put it on the podium.
Hey, make the guy sit over to the side.
Did I just hear you say that you saw the boss's daughter out there?
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen's daughter is competing in equestrian. I'm not sure how well she did. I didn't see her name until her run was over, so I'm not sure exactly how that went for her.
Okay, so you're telling me there is a stud in mare division, and you're telling me there's a
I don't know if there's a stud in mare. No, I don't know about that. When you said boy and girl, I thought you were talking about riders.
Oh, no. I'm talking about the horse.
Hey, this is going to be a clean run here. No penalties.
You buy the horse.
Buy the horse, yeah.
That's a really good run, too.
I think that's your clubhouse leader right there.
There was one that had no penalties earlier.
Yeah, but 88 seconds, though?
It was pretty close.
So they do this on time, then?
It was somebody from Ireland, in fact.
I think it's time and it's...
penalties.
But that one was pretty good.
So is that one, like, is that his number, or is that he's in number?
I'm guessing number he's number one right now.
Probably. Probably okay. Number one right now.
Yep.
Nope, that's another mare.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not
taking a little peek under the hood there.
It is a horse. You know, you don't have to overstudy.
All right, that wraps it up for us. Big show coming up next, we think, might be Gordon Monson.
I hope he's back. I've missed him.
I have too. Be nice to see him.
If he is, in fact, back. Also, remember, Utah Jazz in Summer League action tonight. You want to see some of the Jazz stars of the future? Tune in.
David James on the call. Should be a fun one. You'll hear those games coming up on 1280 AM while the big show continues on 97.5 FM. It's all right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.